We had, I think, over 20 bidder packets given out or emailed prior to the auction, and then some people came in that already knew everything they need to know. So yeah, we had a lot of interest. Interest in farmland is still very strong, I think mainly because there's not much of it selling in this geographic area right now.
And can you put your finger on why that is, you think?
I think we've got a lot of long-term, multi-generational families in this part of the state, mm-hmm. and I think that's why it's in tight hands, and there's just fewer people having the need to sell.
All right, and people that are listening, they're saying, what are the numbers? They're waiting for that information. So what did this sale bring today?
Tracks 1 and 2 were both high-class B farms, but they did have a lot of Muscatoon soil, both of them did. Actually, even Track 3 did, which is, of course, one of the highest productivity index soils. Tract 1 brought 9,600 an acre, and it was mostly all tillable, had no improvements. Tract number 2 brought 10,600 an acre, and it had two very nice machine sheds, two nice grain bins that were very, very usable, had a lot of economic value. Tract number 3 was mostly all tillable, no improvements. It brought 9,500 an acre, and again, it was very similar in yield history and productivity to the first two tracks. Track number 4, I thought was probably maybe a little soft. It was north of Aledo, right on Highway 94. It was a Class C, kind of a low Class C farm. It once was pasture, and it's now tillable. Did have a nice Morton building on it, brought 3,200 an acre. It would be, and it had extremely good yields for the soil types. It was a very productive farm, but kind of a rough farm, and maybe some building sites and that type of thing is what its best use could have been, maybe turned back into pasture, but that's where the market was on those.
And I guess over the next 3 months, there's going to be some additional farmland that's going to be on the auction block, so I'll explain a little bit about that.
Right. We have our next farmland auction that we have booked is November 1st. The sale is held at the Alexis Field House. It's 105 acres. It's about 75% tillable, Class B soil. It lies in Warren County, just 5 miles east of Alexis, and that's for Roger Crocker. And then January 12th, we have a 340-acre tract that will probably sell as one large tract for the Bob Carroll Estate, and that's just 2 or 3 miles straight south of Aledo here.